Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of First Touch. I am your host, Nico Beef Sauce, and together we are going to spend the next hour covering the latest, most exciting soccer news. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America. Don't forget to give us a follow at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. Today, we will be covering Premier League action from last week as the top five race seems like it's going to go down to the wire, as we already knew. We will, of course, talk about midweek slate, including Champions League action, as well as Europa League. And then we'll finish off with previewing the Premier League fixtures coming up this weekend, as we have three games left in the season to decide who's going to play in the Champions League and who will not. Now, my friends, I'd like to say, if you have not watched the Inter versus Barcelona semifinal, it's a good idea to put on the highlights or even the full game if you have the time, because we are talking about probably, arguably, the best semifinal battle ever in Champions League history. The scoreline, the referee drama, and the story behind the guy that scored the equalizing goal to keep Inter in it on the 93rd minute are all top shelf football. It really is the reason why we all love this sport so much. This game has delivered more than anyone else had expected, and we'll get all through it together right here on Sports Overnight America and First Touch, so stay tuned. Also, if you love underdog stories, this season was perfect for you, because listen, who would have thought that Inter is going to face Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League final? Absolutely nobody. Two teams that have never faced off each other ever before will meet for the first time at Munich Arena May 31st for the Champions League final this season. I'm a little bit sad today because my co-host Tyler is missing, but I would have loved to hear his thoughts about Manchester United facing Tottenham in the Europa League final. We're going to cover it all here, my friends. Very exciting stuff. The World Cup is coming up next season, and this year has so much action that's leading us towards a very, very exciting soccer season. Stay tuned. We have all the good stuff coming up your way. This is Nico Bissons. Don't move. Love you came to my rescue. I knew the moment I met you. Lonely and I was crying. Hurting, I felt like dying.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, my friends, welcome back to First Touch after our commercial break. Let's get started with the most notable games from past week's match day. Let's start off with Aston Villa beating Fulham 1-0 at home. Listen, this top five race is going to go down to the wire. Everybody knows it. You know, the champion has already been pre-decided. The relegated teams are already done. This is going to be the biggest battle of the season for the Premier League. So Aston Villa beats Fulham 1-0, makes a very decisive step towards chasing that top five spot. This was a good game. The winning goal came from Tielemans 12 minutes in. McGinn serves a very beautiful set piece as a corner kick to Tielemans. He has a very strong header, puts it in, gives Villa the lead. On the 49th minute, Sessegnon scores a beautiful goal with a left foot, but it gets canceled because he uses his hand to put the ball down. So VAR catches it. Goal does not count. Malin hits the crossbar in the 94th minute on a one-on-one with the keeper, but in the end, it does not cost Villa the 3 points. Villa are now sitting 60 points in seventh place, and they are only 3 points away from Chelsea in fifth, which beat Liverpool, by the way, in the same fixture. I believe the Villa, especially after, you know, getting all those signings in the wintertime, and especially after being knocked out by PSG in the Champions League, they have no other option. They have to play for this. They have to try and finish in the top five and continue playing in the Champions League. The financial impact that it has for teams is tremendous. And also, you know, to keep all those players like Rashford and Asensio, they're on loan, and they've worked wonders for them. They're going to need the money. So good win for them. Fulham is officially out of the race, although they kind of had some hopes in this game. But, you know, moving on, we have Arsenal facing Bournemouth. Arsenal 1, Bournemouth 2. This is an interesting one because Arteta started all of his starters in this game, despite having a crucial game in France midweek, which it was kind of a shocker for me because I would think, you know, losing 1-0 at home against PSG would mean that you're going to need a lot of fresh legs and players to kind of press up high in France to get a result. But Arteta knows better than me. Declan Rice, he opens the score on the 34th minute, which it was a beautiful goal. He gets rid of the keeper with a beautiful he kind of get like dribbles past him, scores on an empty net, 1-0. But then Bournemouth scores the equalizer after a long throw by Semenyo. Huijsen, the 20-year-old Spaniard, 6'5" center back, scores his third goal of the season. It was a beautiful header. It goes all the way to the side of the net. Raya tries, but it's not good enough. It levels things up. And then, to make matters worse for Arsenal, on this 75th minute, on a corner kick that comes in from Bournemouth, Tavernier has a beautiful header, sends it across the goal, and Evan Nilsson, as he's kind of like wrestling with Odegaard, manages to tap it in with his ribcage, what it looks like. You can call it a lucky goal. I call it a center forward's goal. Evan Nilsson is a great striker. He scores. And now Arsenal is sitting at 67 points after this loss, and they're about to face Liverpool in Anfield and Newcastle at home. Their last game is Southampton, which everybody knows they're going to win, but there's very little chances.
And then second half, Mbappe adds his hat trick, completes his hat trick in the 70th minute. Barcelona probably could have scored 10 goals in this game. They had their fifth ruled out for a bogus handball after the craziest celebration you'll ever see. I mean, it was just absolute cinema. Travis Scott in the stands going absolutely berserk. And, you know, Lamar scored a goal yesterday that, I mean, it felt like I haven't seen a player score a goal like this in years, it feels like. It looked like Arjen Robben for Bayern Munich. Cuts in, bangs at top corner, Barcelona champions, the domestic double is complete. And that's it. That's all she wrote for this Barcelona team. Unbelievable stuff for Hansi Flick.
I was just going to say, what Lamine Yamal is doing with his left foot, cutting in and going across, is just like what Arjen Robben used to do. Something that everybody expected him to do, but still couldn't stop it, which certainly makes it really, really special, right? Because when everybody knows you're going to cut in, and you're going to kick the ball across the goal, and they cannot stop it, then that means you're pretty much a very special player. And also, Lamine Yamal scored this goal in the semis in the Euros at like 16 years old and some and few days, and now he just continued to put on such great performances and goals, big goals. I mean,
he just shows up when the lights are brightest. You know who he reminds me of most is Ronaldinho. Ooh. The way he plays, it's like he brings the joy to watching the game. Like, you want to watch him play. He has a smile 100%. On his face. He's confident. Like, and he has, it's like the circus. I mean, I don't know any, I don't know one person that I've spoken with about him that, like, I've always been, like, I'm obviously a United fan, but Real Madrid have always been, you know, my second, quote unquote, my second favorite team. And Lamal and this Barca team are making me like and root for Barcelona. Like, I want to watch them play. I want to tune in. And there are not many players that have that effect on you. Like, I can't say that without him that I would feel the same way. Like, I want to watch Barca play because I want to watch him play because he's that intriguing. He's that good. He's that exciting. I mean, I saw a clip of Cole Palmer talking about it yesterday that, you know, he's the best player in the world. I mean, the guy's asking, you know, what do you make of taking the ball as a 17-year-old and going and taking on six or seven Inter defenders, top-class defenders? Like, how do you even, have you thought about doing that? And Cole Palmer's like, no, I haven't considered doing that. It's just insane.
Yeah, I mean, Lamine Yamal is ending the season with 46 games between La Liga and Champions League, 13 goals and 19 assists. And he hasn't even scratched the surface of what he can actually do and become in the world of soccer. So I'm excited to see it.
He has 5 major trophies at 17. It's just
crazy.
Let's talk about something less exciting and probably a little more difficult for some people to process and swallow. Arsenal will go another season without a trophy. They crashed out of the Champions League 2-1 against PSG in the follow-up leg. Donnarumma, again, just standing on his head, keeps them in the game, prevents a couple early goals for Arsenal. And then in the 27th minute, Fabian Ruiz scores a banger of a volley. Hakimi adds a second in the 72nd. Saka scores a consolation goal, but it's just not enough. I mean, where do Arsenal go from here? I mean, it's either win the league or bust for Arteta next year for me. If they don't win the league, he's got to go. There's nothing else.
And I also think that I also started to think that Arteta is going a little bit crazy, because I don't know if you heard what he said in the post conference. Like, he said that he thought that Arsenal was the best team in Champions League this season. I mean, I get it. They knocked out Real Madrid, which were the champs, but what they put, you know, what they put as a display against PSG definitely did not remind me of the best team in Europe. And also, Arteta keeps holding on to that FA Cup that he won 6 months into his reigning into Arsenal
during COVID with no fans.
Yeah, somebody should tell him that that's not a trophy for Arsenal. Like, Titi and Pires and all those legends are laughing at him. They he has to know.
It's just sad. I don't really know, man. The fan base is so delusional. I don't know how. I mean, he fits along with the fans. The fans are delusional.
Yes. You know,
and he's delusional. Thinks that community shields are major trophies. The comment of, oh, the better team lost. It's like, no, they didn't. Like, it doesn't matter how many shots and goal you had, or that the goalie stopped all your shots. Like, the objective is to score, and if you can't do that and you lose. Like, and I don't even think they played that much better than PSG. I wouldn't say that at all. Like, take away the goals. I don't even agree with the premise. The product that was put on the field was that was not the case in my eyes.
They lost both games. So how can you claim that?
Yeah, that's man. It's crazy. Not even like there was a draw and there was this one.
Exactly.
And also now,
in the final of the Champions League, we're going to see probably the best keepers, like Donnarumma versus Sommer. I mean, this is going to be a battle of giants, man. Both of those keepers are the reason why PSG and Inter have made it to the final, because PSG went through Liverpool, Villa, and Arsenal, three Premier League teams, and Inter went through Barcelona and Bayern Munich. So
yeah, it's a good final, I think. I think it's one that everyone, you know, this is one for the fans. There's no, like, hate watching going on. Like, we can actually just sit back, enjoy, and watch and genuinely be happy for whoever wins. I will genuinely be very happy for whoever wins. I would love to see Inter win it, you know, for Lautaro Martinez and just for their fans. They've been through so much. And Inzaghi, great coach. On the flip side, seeing Luis Enrique after all he's been through personally off the pitch, you know, everything there for the club in general would be very cool to see them win as well. Also, Mbappe leaving and them winning it the year after would just be so sweet for them and their fans. So
special.
It's going to be a very, very fun final to watch. But nonetheless, we're going to continue on. We'll chat some Europa League final, FA Cup final before we get into the Premier League stuff that's going on last week and this weekend coming up here in First Touch. So I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with Nico Beef Sauce. Don't move. We're coming right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Welcome back to First Touch here with your hosts, Tyler and Nico Beef Sauce. Again, apologies for sounding under the weather. I just am. It is what it is, but it's not going to stop us here. We got an FA Cup final this weekend, my man Nico. Crystal Palace, who have not won a trophy in 31 years, versus Manchester City, who seem to win multiple every single season outside of this year. Odds right now, Manchester City minus 120, Palace plus 325, and the tie plus 275. Can Palace do the unthinkable? I got to tell you, I think they can. If there's ever a year to get Manchester City, it's this year. Let's hear your thoughts on this matchup.
Manchester City going for a trophy this season and, of course, trying to stay in the top five is going to be very challenging. Now, as far as this matchup goes, I definitely see that Crystal Palace can expose Manchester City weaknesses, especially on the defensive end, which we've seen all season long. The question is, which City are we going to see? Because we saw Manchester City play the semis against Nottingham Forest, and I expected Nottingham Forest to put up a greater fight than what they did. Unfortunately, they lost 2-0. Pretty easy, controlled the pace of the game, controlled the chances, did not get exposed defensively. Now they're going to play this final, and I feel like the players have to step it up because a trophy is going to make this season end on a sweeter note. No major trophies, but still something. And, I mean, come on. Who in their right mind was going to think that Pep Guardiola is going to be happy losing to Crystal Palace in the final? I mean, if this was, you know, Liverpool, Chelsea, or some big team, it would have been easier to swallow. I'm really rooting for Crystal Palace. I feel like everybody in England that's not a City fan is rooting for them and the rest of the world. I feel like they need some magic from Eze. They need some magic from the team as a whole to put a great performance on and beat City. What do you got?
I'm just curious how up for this game they're going to be. You know what I mean? Like, it's been a long season. They just had Southampton 0-0 last week.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if you saw this also, a little sidebar. Ruben Diaz after the game saying, you know, it's so tough, you know, playing against these teams who have no intention of actually playing the game, just sit back, blah, blah, blah. And the Southampton admin posted a clip of all their missed chances with that audio behind it. Just unbelievable stuff. Really, really funny. But nonetheless, you asked the question, what side of Manchester City are we going to see?
Yeah,
and that's really
the question.
I mean, City haven't had an easy time at Palace at all this season. So It's, you know, do I think City can win and probably deservingly so are favorites? Yes. But I don't know. I think that in terms of, I'm not going to say this game doesn't matter for the players or for the team or for the fans at all, because obviously it does. But when you put things into perspective, who does this really matter more for? I mean, City have won everything that there is to win time and time and time again over the last four or five seasons. And Crystal Palace have, you know, they get this opportunity to play for a trophy maybe once every 10 years, if that. They haven't won a trophy in 31 years. The most recent I can think of is their FA Cup final against Manchester United back with Van Gaal when Lingard scored the game winner. So I think that this Crystal Palace team has been great all season. In terms of, you take out, obviously great, you know, respectively speaking to what they have there. They've caused pretty much everybody problems this year. There really haven't been too many games where you look at them and they just get absolutely smoked. I mean, they beat Villa 3-0. They tied Arsenal 2-2. They did lose to City 5-2, but they were up 2-0 in that game, I believe. So they were up 2-0 in that game. They beat Villa 4-1. They beat United.
I always think,
which is, you know, they're a tricky team to play, but it really depends on how, like, on the mood that they're in. Like, if they're organized defensively, I think that City will have a hard time to break that block down. And I'm curious to see their game plan here. But I mean, if I had a Crystal Palace jersey, or if I could order one that would get here by tomorrow, I'd be rocking that. I really do hope they win, not just because I don't like City, but it's cool to see teams that don't win trophies win trophies. You know, we saw it with Newcastle. It was a cool sight to see.
And against Liverpool, too. I was just going to say that, like, exactly that we saw Newcastle beat Liverpool, and we saw what it meant to the fans. And I feel like Crystal Palace fans are going to feel this even more, because they definitely don't have the vision of, you know, Newcastle is about to finish in the Champions League spot. So, you know, they're going to play 100%, man. And I feel like everybody wants to see them win. I agree with you.
You got to think as well. City have Bournemouth on Tuesday, which is not an easy matchup for them. As it stands right now, if they don't at least take a point from that game, even if they take a point, they go to fifth. Villa would drop down to sixth on goal differential. Actually, I'm sorry, they would go to fourth. But if they lose the game Tuesday, they have one game where they don't control their own destiny anymore to get into Champions League spots. So, you know, how is that going to be lingering in the back of Pep's mind? Because you got to figure, if this game goes to extra time, they're playing 120 minutes, not 90. And that's obviously a lot more on the legs with a quick turnaround. You know, they have 2 days off before they're back against Bournemouth. So,
And it seems like none of the teams that are playing right now, and Southampton being the best example from last week's slate, is that no team is rolling over. Like,
no.
Everybody expected Southampton to lose 2-3-4-0, and I watched the game, and he was honestly, you know, watching Southampton battle as if, like, that a point meant they stay on the Premier League.
Yeah, because City also, I mean, the week 38 following game of the season, they're on the road at Fulham. That's not a place you want to go without controlling your own destiny. You know what I mean?
I agree. Conference League is not acceptable.
No, my goodness, are you kidding me? Imagine City not in the Champions League after what we've witnessed for the last couple seasons. I mean, multiple Champions League finals, a treble, 4 Premier League titles in a row.
And let me tell you something. If Forest hadn't stumbled the way that they've stumbled this season, towards the end of the season, the finish line, City would be in trouble, because Forest has dropped some crazy points.
It's been really, really bad since March. Since April 1st, since they beat United on April 1st. 2-1 loss to Villa, 1-0 loss to Everton. They beat Tottenham, lost to City, lost to Brentford, tied Palace, and then, I mean, we're going to get into the Leicester result over the weekend with the owner from your home country of Greece coming onto the pitch, losing his mind, kicking things at supporters. I mean, it was an insane scene. I mean, let me hear your thoughts on that real quick. What are your thoughts on what we saw happen there?
You have to understand one thing. Marinakis is, like, that's just him. That's just his character. And I'm pretty sure that he regretted doing that, like, moments after he walked off the pitch. But that's just him, right? He's very hands-on. He's very passionate. I would argue that a lot of clubs in the Premier League would love to see their owners that are in control of the team show some passion and show their face, you know, and show 100%. Some emotion. Like, I absolutely loved it as much as I hated it, if you know what I mean. And also,
I thought it was, I'm totally on board. Like, I get why people have a problem with it, but, like, it's just passion, dude. It's sports. Like, this is what this is. Yeah. It's the team. He cares about them. Like,
this is not some CEO sitting in his office, like, looking at the stock market while watching the game. Like, the guy is, like, there every single home game they play. He was there at the semifinal against City, like, huffing and puffing and waiting for his team to win. And listen, what Nuno did in that game, letting Forest play with 10 men, was the reason why he did that. I don't know if you watched the game and what happened, but a Forest player was injured. Nuno chose to make a sub as his player was down and the medical staff were looking at him. And minutes after he made the sub, the player that was injured said, I can't go back in. So Forrest had to play with 10 men at the end of the game. And that's the reason what sparked him coming on the pitch and kind of being so pissed at Nuno.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big mistake. That's a lot of money for the team. It's, transfer-wise. I mean, people are saying, oh, you know, he should be grateful. They were fighting for relegation a couple seasons ago. I'm like, well, yeah, but, like, you could, you know, qualifying for the Champions League can mean that you're not fighting for relegation for years because of financial implications, people wanting to come for the club, transfer window opportunities. So I had no problem with it. I think that all these pundits, Gary Neville, oh, he should resign, step down, sell the team. I'm like, bro, come on,
Get out of here, man.
We've been complaining about the Glazers who don't come to games and don't do anything for the club for years, and and then you have a guy that actually cares, and to be honest, had a very respectable reason to be pissed.
Exactly.
That's a big screw up for the coach. That's a big. I mean, I don't see the one thing that I think could have went without was kicking the training cone, which kind of went and fell at the feet of a couple of the supporters. That's not the best look. I have no problem going on and yelling at the coach. That's, coaches yell at players. Why can't owners yell at coaches? It's the same hierarchy dynamic in my eyes. It is a shocking slip, though, I will say. I we were all rooting for Forrest, and it's just now it – I mean, it's not impossible.
They need to win.
It became a lot more difficult now after Villa and Chelsea both took care of business, but – it's going to be really tough for them. It looks like they could still potentially qualify for Europa, maybe.
They're guaranteed to be in Europe next season. Yeah. Brentford is basically eighth, so they're going to get seventh or sixth place, but it's going to be between Europa League or Conference League. It's a big difference.
Yeah. All right, up next, we'll chat the Europa League final, speaking of Europa, and we'll get into some of the big games on the weekend that have major Champions League implications here on First Touch. Don't move. We're coming right back.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Todd Levine, along with my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. Let's recap last week. Newcastle 2, Chelsea 0. Tonali scored 2 minutes in. Almost the full game later, Gomez seals the deal 90 minutes in. Newcastle in third, 3 points ahead of fifth-place Chelsea, who have obviously just won, so that gap is now 2 points. But big result for Newcastle. They have a massive game on the weekend, which we'll get to, but your takeaway on this game and Newcastle as a whole?
I love Newcastle money line, talking about betting, but Newcastle at home have put on such an amazing display of football this season. They have some hiccups in their season, but all in all, as a general image and as a general idea, they have been very dominant at home. Chelsea going away is never a good thing for them. Couldn't put up with teams like Ipswich, you know, stuff like that. So they've had a very shaky finish to this season, Chelsea, and I feel like their win today against Manchester United was a complete fluke. I would hate to see them in Champions League next season, I'm not going to lie, but it seems like it's going to happen now, huh?
Yep. Let's get to one of the more controversial moments of the weekend in the Liverpool-Arsenal game. The game ended 2-2. The game doesn't matter. Liverpool are champions. Arsenal are going to get Champions League football and win zero trophies again. For what feels like the 100th year in a row. But the main moment was Trent coming on. Obviously, we all know Trent is leaving Liverpool. Academy player, has been there for 18 years, has won everything there is to win there. And he's booed entering the pitch. What are your thoughts on this? Because I know how I feel about it, but I want to hear you. You're a Liverpool fan, so your thoughts.
I think that sometimes fans don't understand what they're watching. I mean, if you think that Alexander Arnold needs to be booed off the field in his last game of the season at Anfield, you're insane. What else could this kid have given to Liverpool that he didn't give already? I mean, he wants to go. He's leaving as a champion. He gave Liverpool probably and arguably his prime years as a right back, because I don't think that Trent Alexander-Arnold is going to play better football than he's playing right now or in the past, because he depends on explosiveness, he depends on speed and creativity, and all those things are things that you keep with you when you're young. I think it's insane. I mean, who thinks that booing Trent Alexander-Arnold is the right move?
It is for me, and I think Liverpool are one of the classier teams, have one of the best fan bases there are. And I say that as a United fan, I'm supposed to hate them, and I don't, because I have a lot of respect for them. I mean, he gave them, arguably, their most, outside of the comeback in Milan in the Champions League, their most iconic moment with the corner kick against Barcelona in that 100%. Comeback. That, for me, is the most iconic moment, potentially, in Liverpool history. And I'm empathetic towards, oh, he should have signed so we can get a fee for him. But, like, why, as fans, why do you care about that? You're not, you know, you're not running the board. You don't care about the bottom line of the club. This kid has been here since he was a child. Came through the ranks, made it up to the first team, delivered moment after moment, trophy after trophy, won them their first Premier League title in the Premier League era, won them that Champions League, won every other trophy there is to win. He wins the trophy with you guys this season. For him to be booed was like, it was shocking. It was like, it was absolutely insane to me. I could not believe it. And, you know, And it kind of sucked, too, because they asked Virgil about it in the post-game interview, and, like, no one really stood by him and said, like, this is unacceptable. And I don't like that. It puts a sour taste in my mouth. And you know, I can only imagine how he felt as well. Like, you know, he has a bit of an ego, and, you know, I'm sure, like, you can kind of see the little smirk he had in his face, but it's like, is he going to go to the trophy parade? Like, are they going to boo him at the parade? Like, if I'm him, I'm not even going. I'm packing my bags and headed over to Spain. And, like, how could you blame the kid? Like, he's what, 26 years old, something like that? He spent his whole life in one place. He wants something new. Like, that's normal. That's what you know, Tim Howard said this after the game. He's like, that's, you know, being a human being. Like, you want a new challenge. You want something new. He's spent his entire career in the same spot and has an opportunity to go play for Real Madrid, which is, like, there's two clubs for me that when they come calling, it doesn't matter who you're playing for, you consider it. And that's Real Madrid and Barcelona. You know, that's it.
100%.
As big as the clubs in England are, and you can say Bayern Munich as well, and Inter Milan, Juventus, like, Real Madrid and Barcelona are the pinnacle. Like, that's the top. That's the biggest stage. That's where it feels like every legend of the game has played for one of those two teams. Like, the real legends have played for those two teams. And
yeah.
His best, Jude Bellingham, is his best friend who plays there as well. I mean, put yourself in the kid's shoes, and it's just not everyone booed. There was, you know, mixed, you know, there were signs saying thank you and all that stuff. But, like, for me, the fact that it's anything other than, like, I was shocked that it wasn't a resounding standing ovation with his songs and his name being sung by all of the fans from the minute that he stepped onto that pitch to the minute that he went off. And the fact that it wasn't that feels like an injustice to the sport for me, and that's what bothered me about it so much.
I'm going to say just one thing here, that I will blame the media a little bit, because they love milking the toxicity within the fans, you know, like exactly what you said earlier, like, is he going to bring a fee in for the club, and the club wanted this, and he didn't, like, this is all just very toxic, and whoever boot should be ashamed of themselves, because you shouldn't boo anybody. That's great.
That's not on the club as well. They're silly. Like, it yes. could have worked something out that made it easy for him to do both, you know what I mean, to sign and get sold, but it just didn't seem like they wanted to really do that, so, you know, it is what it is. It's very tough, but, you know, nonetheless, that's what we had to deal with here. And I'm curious to see if he's going to play for the remainder of the season as well. But nonetheless, the really only big game this weekend after today, obviously the FA Cup Saturday, no Premier League Saturday, but on Sunday, Arsenal home versus Newcastle, massive, massive fixture for Newcastle as they want to solidify their Champions League hopes here. Arsenal are -102, the draw is +260, Newcastle +270. Over 2.5, -137, under 2.5, +105. It's the tale as old as time. Arsenal, they have nothing to play for. Newcastle has everything to play for. What do you think?
I love Newcastle in this spot. I absolutely love Newcastle winning this game, putting Arsenal away out of their misery because they have nothing else to play for. And they beat them a few times this season. They beat them in the FA Cup. Not the FA Cup, the Community Shield or whatever it was, but they beat him in one of these cup finals, the one that they actually won. And Isak, I expect him to put in a great performance because he loves scoring against them.
Let me paint this picture for you. If Newcastle win, they leapfrog, first of all, Arsenal into second place. That would mean that if Arsenal somehow lost to Southampton in week 38, there is a path, and I don't think it's going to happen. I'm just throwing it out there. There is a path where Arsenal do not qualify for Champions League.
That'd be so funny.
Could you imagine?
I can't.
It would be, I would rather. Actually, no.
Don't say that. I know what you were about to say.
You know what I was going to say. Yes, all right, yes. Let's talk Europa League final. It's the Clown Cup. I'll just throw it out there.
Nah, come on. Talk to me.
The one thing I will say is that all this slander around it is like, so it's a European Cup final. Like, everyone who's saying, like, oh, it's the Europa League, they don't deserve it. How pathetic, 16th or 17th.
I don't care.
I don't care. It's a cup final. And, you know, just throwing this out there, United haven't lost a single game, knock on wood, in the Europa League all season long. That's impressive. I don't care what you have to say about it. I don't care that we're 16th in the league. I don't care. Spare me. But it is official. Going into week 38, Tottenham are in 17th, United are in 16th, and they are playing in the Europa League final. It is reported that Kulusevski, James Maddison, and one other Spurs player, it's not clicking off the top of my head, is out of that game, which is obviously massive for United, but they're dealing with their fair share of injuries as well. Lenny Yoro picked up a knock last week. What are we going to see unfold here?
Listen.
It's almost impossible. It feels like a coin flip, but who do you like?
I feel like I like United in this game. I don't see a world where Tottenham brings all of their encouragement from their fans from all these years of not winning anything and brings all that passion onto this pitch and win the trophy. I will say, though, this is a hero or zero moment. Whoever loses this final does not only lose a cup and the opportunity to play in Europe next season, because winning the Europa League gets you Champions League immediate play for next season, but also very important, the banter from the fans that the fans are gonna have to endure losing to another Premier League team in the Europa League final, being 16th or 17th in the league, is gonna be absolutely insane. I do think that we're gonna see a very tactical game. I don't expect to see fireworks. I expect both teams to respect each other and try to win it by a goal, because the meaning of this cup with the season that has gone by is huge.
I'm not even considering the idea that what happens if we lose, because I just can't see it happening, to be honest. I just can't. I think that at some point, just the heritage of the team that you're playing for to play. I'm not even kidding. All jokes aside, I think that at some point, unconsciously, your body knows that you're playing for Manchester United, and it's weird. Call it voodoo. I think it plays a factor. It just does. It's like what we see with Real Madrid in the Champions League every now and then, where it's just how do they find a way to make these comebacks? It just seems it's meant to happen. And then on the flip side of that, if Tottenham do win, it's bad for us as United fans because we lose, but to throw it at Arsenal fans, could you imagine Tottenham winning a European trophy before you do?
That's crazy. I didn't think of that.
No trophies, and Tottenham win. Tottenham are in the Champions League next year. I don't know, man.
Do you understand how massive that is, though? Think about it.
It's insane. United, no, it's really big for financial implications as well. Forget just the idea of playing huge Champions League football. People don't understand how much money that means for the club. How many more people you can sign. The prize that you get for winning this is significant. I think it's 20, 30 million, and that matters a lot going into a summer transfer window where
huge
both teams need to do business. So,
yeah.
Ruben Amorim has said it. He said, even if we win. Win or lose, the problems are way bigger than that, and that is an absolute fact, and I like to hear him saying that. With that being said, I really do think that United will win. I think that we're playing as bad as we've been playing. I think that for the last couple of weeks, you can't really factor in league play, because we've known that this is coming up since the first leg against Bilbao when we won 3-0. We knew that we were through. And we've played, we have no losses in the competition this season. And it's the unstoppable force versus the unmovable object. And Casemiro has played 7 European finals and lost 0 of them. And Onana has never won a European final. So let's see, whose powers are stronger. Is Onana going to just screw this for us, or can Casemiro?
Oh my God.
It's going to be unbelievable. It really is.
I agree with you, though. The pressure, who's going to handle the pressure better, is going to be a major factor in this game.
All right, coming up next, a 2-minute drill here on First Touch. Do not move. We're coming right back. I'm your host, Sal Levine, along with Nico Bisas. We'll do some Ballon d'Or talk coming up next on this 2-minute drill here on First Touch. Don't move. We're coming right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Welcome back to First Touch. Time for a two-minute drill here with your host, Todd Lamine and Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let's talk a little Ballon d'Or real quick. For a while, we were, you know, it was Mo Salah's to win, or Mo Salah's to lose, should I say. And now the question is, who do you have? It's, you know, the conversation has been around Rafinha significantly, it felt like, until the semifinal tie. Then we saw what Lamine Yamal did and what he's been doing over these past couple weeks. Then you throw Dembele into the question. Especially if they win the Champions League. Is there someone in your mind that, you know, there's a path for them to lock it up? Is it if Dembele wins the Champions League, it's his? What are your thoughts?
As of right now, Lamine Yamal and Ousmane Dembele are pretty much going head-to-head as the favorites to win Ballon d'Or 2025. Rafinha, going from 2-1 favorite, has dropped to a significant outsider to win it. I would give it to Dembele if he wins the Champions League. If Dembele falters to win the Champions League final, I give it to Lamine Yamal. Kid is an absolute megastar.
People are saying, oh, you know, how can you win it with 8 league goals? Ronaldinho won it with 9, first of all. And second of all, have you watched him play? I mean,
yeah,
he's the best player in the world. I mean, he's the pundits say it. The players say it. He's unbelievable. That goal he scored yesterday, I was talking with my buddy about it before. I haven't seen a player, it's like we don't see, as good as Mbappe is, as good as he's been, like, you know, we don't see goals like that. And it seems like he just does it week in and week out. He's unstoppable. And I hope he wins it, deservingly so. He's making me a Barca fan, and I absolutely love the kid. He's a joy to watch. But Nonetheless, we will see you guys next Friday for another edition of First Touch. Season is winding down. We'll have an FA Cup champion by the time that we speak next week, and we'll be working towards a Champions League and Europa League final. So we will talk to you guys next week. As always, thank you so much. I'm your host, Tal Levine, along with Nico Beefsauce, signing off. See you next Friday.